Proclamation number 3143, dated the June 1st, 1944. God's intervention. The end of the struggle. The more the world becomes entangled in error, the more it distances itself from God, and the more heartless are the actions and thoughts of people who are worldly minded. And the increased unkindness also propels people into actions which surpass all previous happenings, and so people induce God's intervention themselves. People no longer realize that what they are doing is wrong. Global affairs will be steered into a direction for which no earthly solution can be found anymore. People's thinking is wrong and far removed from the truth. Goodness will be persecuted and evil respected, and thus divine order will be revoked, which is bound to result in a complete decline. And so the day which puts an end to the chaos comes ever closer, for the situation is so disastrous for humanity that God has set an end to it. And this end is approaching, the end of people raging against each other. The end of the war between nations, which could never find God's approval because it is a battle for power which is not based on noble motives. People's hatred and heartlessness have given rise to it, yet they'll learn nothing in this battle. They have become more heartless than ever, and their hate has deepened and manages to achieve such disgraceful deeds that they cannot be surpassed. And God will put a stop to this activity in a way that he shall thereby be recognized. He will send a dreadful tribulation upon humankind which cannot be averted by their own will. He will terrify them and let them feel their own impotence, because the elements of nature will be unleashed, leaving people defenseless and at their mercy. And this day will not be long in coming. It will arrive so suddenly and unexpectedly that it will cause sheer horror. It will only take hours and yet be of such drastic significance that everything will have changed afterwards, and people will only gradually become aware of the disaster when they have realized the full extent of the divine intervention. For God wants to reveal himself with his intervention. He wants to show them that he himself will bring about the end, because people cannot find an end, because they would rather tear each other apart than give in and bring the indescribable adversity to a close. And this is why the end will be different from how people imagine it. God will demonstrate his power and remove the weapons from the hands of the earthly rulers. He will decide, and the outcome of the war between the nations will disappoint those people who wanted to achieve with violence what they were not entitled to, and who therefore shall recognize their helplessness. For it is God who ultimately determines world events, even if human will thinks that it directs them. And God's wisdom also recognizes the most effective means for people and uses it in order to control the chaos which is the result of heartlessness, and therefore has to lead to the downfall if God himself will not put an end to it. And the period of war will be followed by a new time of conflict which, however, will not erupt for the sake of worldly power but for spiritual supremacy. Because the end is near and this spiritual battle will still have to be fought, the battle which concerns the faith in Jesus Christ, the divine Redeemer, and his teaching. Amen.